Every episode of this show is read by AI synthesized speech, using a voice cloned from the author. The day the Ministry of Education announced the extended winter break, social media erupted in celebration. But as a parent, I felt a cold sweat running down my back, because I knew exactly what no suspension of learning during suspension of classes was about to turn into. It wouldn't be a pleasant extended holiday. It would be a war of attrition on family resources. Let me put it this way. Imagine buying concert tickets, only to have the organizer tell you that watching the music video at home is basically the same experience. If online could truly replace in-person, why would Andy Lau cancel over a dozen concerts and absorb the financial losses? Learning is no different. In a classroom, there is the teacher's gaze, the interaction among classmates, the psychological shift that comes from moving through physical space. None of that can be replaced by a laptop and a Zoom link. And the cruelest thing about school closures is not the decline in learning quality. It is that they strip away overnight all the family resource disparities that school attendance had previously kept hidden. Hardware, physical space, logistical support, the mental bandwidth of parents. All of these are at their core resources. If your family is in Taipei, you have a study room, and someone can stay home to supervise, then remote learning is merely inconvenient. But if your family is in a rural area, everyone shares a single phone, and both parents have to leave for work, then online learning is a joke. No suspension of learning suspends the learning of the disadvantaged. So my conclusion is this: do not wait for the school to hand you a plan. As the ancient military maxim goes, do not rely on the enemy not coming, rely on your own readiness to meet them. That is not just battlefield strategy, it is a survival principle for raising children.